So we have to adopt the agenda for today's first meeting for Beach Day 2025. Obviously, one of the items we can include it, we need to pick a date, obviously, first thing. So that's the one that jumps to my mind that we need to specifically deal with. Other than that, any other comments on the agenda? No, let's switch it off. Need a motion? Not really. No, just off. Okay. And we need to approve the minutes. We'll be going over the minutes as we go through a review of last year because the minutes include a lot of observations that we made. But for now, we can just adopt them, and then we can stop them later on if people agree. So could I have a motion to adopt last year's minutes? And seconded by Mike. Okay. All in favor? Great. So now we have the election of the chair. I had the privilege of serving for 2 years. And this year, we have a volunteer who's kindly agreed to put his name forward for 2025, which is Mr. Healy.
Now, I don't want to stand in the way of anyone's passion. Anyone else?
Does anyone want to put their name forward? We have a fierce competition here.
I don't have the energy today.
Okay.
Through the chair, I'd like to remind us it's a sentence, not a position. So.
And it's 2 years left a day.
Correct.
The
ritual, thank you. There's no early release for good behavior.
So I'd like to people are in favor. Maybe we could just all agree that Ross will be a chair for this year. Thank you very much, Ross. At that point, I will hand over to Ross to lead the charge.
Terrific. Thanks, David. To be fair, David and I have been talking about this for several months. And so my personal statement will be if anyone wants to look ahead 2 years and think about the position, then let's talk in the next several months. So that's great. So following the agenda now then, first of all, thanks everybody for everything last year. That's terrific. And thanks for showing up today. It's great. Now, I've said this already. Ken said this is the Hotel California here today. If you can do this for him, you can never see it. Real quick, the next item is the council and the recommendation on the bike racks. So we have Ann to thank for this. This was discussed, if you recall, last year, during the event, and we tried some temporary bikes during the event. The outcome of that, it's kind of cool that this is sort of an ancillary outcome of what we're doing here, is that council has agreed to put a bike rack, right? And
yes, but it looks like it's for the fiscal 2026, so we will have to make arrangements for this year if we want to.
But it's still a nice outcome.
Yeah, it definitely is great.
That's great. So thank you for your work on that as well. So that was just for information. And let's perhaps move into the meeting schedule for next year, for this year, just so we know how to organize our calendars. And up to this point, we're doing the third Monday of each month. So there may be a couple of them. So today, we fit with that. If we move into February, is everybody okay with that? The same schedule we had before? Third Monday next month is Family Day. So it is the staff. So do we want to push it to the planning board?
Sure. Make a motion.
Well, okay. Or do we do them all and then take them?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And if we looked ahead to March, that would be March 17th. That works for everybody? St. Patrick's Day. And going to April, once again, that's Easter Monday. Is that a complication? The 21st of April?
We'll leave the office.
But we want to move it to the 22nd. Would that be for?
I need to, actually what I would need to do is look at the calendar to see what's happening here.
Okay. So why don't we put an asterisk to that and you get back?
Okay.
Okay. If we go into May, the third Monday is May long weekend, and last year we...
It's not really keeping, is it?
Wonderful.
The second Monday, is that?
Yeah. I mean, wonder if that would make better.
You mean overall? Well, I mean, it's going to happen sometimes anyway. But
it's happening every month.
Right, it just seems to be.
I have something on Tuesdays at 10 a.m., so it's hard.
Yeah, so it'd be hard for you to do that.
If it's going to have to be happening all the time, just to one off.
Yeah, maybe. We could try that. February 10th, I won't be here, but that doesn't mean anything. March the 10th would be another potential date. Then we move to April 14th. May 12th, I won't be here because I organized some trips around the 30th.
Oh, no.
So I know that. That June 16th or June 9th, we could do that. So, I mean, it's your guys' call. I could zoom in from wherever if that was, I can't. Can't in May. I like the can't in March. Oh, no, March I'm here. Okay.
Well, March, we would stick with the 3rd.
You want to stick with the 3rd for months?
Well, that's in terms of reference.
Okay, so.
But we can change the terms of reference if we need to. Yeah.
So just to the all of the
things. Yeah, that might be easier than doing the one-off. Or it might not be, whatever the committee
has. Yeah, I'll look at the calendar. See what's going on.
Okay, well, no big deal. I'm not here for 2 of them, guaranteed.
So we're good for the 24th of February. You think you don't know, Brandy, until they check. Have to check the book.
Ross, would it be any different if it were the 1st or the 4th?
Of
each month? Okay.
It might be different if it's the 4th, but the 24th of February I'd be here. It's the 4th. 24th of March, not here. 28th of February here. 26th of May here. That would work. I mean, and then we go to the 4th, which is the 23rd of June. That all fits. The 4th might work. Does that work for people?
Right. The 4th for
David. Do you check with?
If you want to, are we kind of dealing far enough in advance that it doesn't affect people's lives too much?
We can confirm that at the next.
Yeah, so I'm gone one of those. But if you wanted to switch March to either the 17th or the 31st, I could make it, but I can't make the 20th.
Is that the 5th month?
This is March. That would be March, and there are 5 Mondays.
We could say the last Monday of every month.
You've been in these meetings before, so that works, yeah. That works for me. That works for everybody else. Last Monday of every month.
That works for me.
That's a nice way to put it, actually. Let's just float around a bit. Okay.
Why don't I, digging around in the calendar for this room, and it looks like, well, for February anyways, it's booked for 10 a.m.
I think that's usually a staff meeting, and we're going to impact them whether we do it on the 2nd or the last, so it would be just talking to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to them.
And we can always move to the other location, can we not?
Yeah.
Because that's a good location.
We need to do that.
It works. It's a problem.
Okay. I'll talk to staff about it.
That's terrific. That's great.
So for February, we're hoping for the last, the 23rd.
Yeah.
That's great. So we'll confirm that at another time. So if we move into the committee membership, I think we heard here today that Nancy and Peter are.
Okay. Take my name off there. Just get rid of. Yeah. Out with you, you can't leave.
Anyhow, I'd be happy to do a smooth transition with the information that I have.
Well, yeah.
Whatever position I filled before.
Fantastic. And you've got so much institutional knowledge. And you've got a trailer, too. So
I do. Well, that's
still on that part. Too. Okay.
That was great.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for all. I mean, how many years have you been doing it?
Since inception.
He was one of the 3 amigos who came up with the additional idea.
So anyhow, I have a large file here which I can throw away.
That's great. So thanks, Peter, and thanks. Well, thanks as well, Nancy. Thank you for everything you've done as well. And
help me kind of around. I just don't know if you're.
Yeah, well, that retirement thing. That's brilliant.
There you go.
Mike, is Paul?
Paul is just away this week, so I'm not sure what the changes involved will be.
But as Paul was interested,
I did call Paul a month ago, and he said he would be happy to be on the committee.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, regardless. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Through the chair, I'd like to offer to be a protege if Peter would like to. So I don't know Latin as well because he's been around for so long, but I'm willing to learn. So if he would be. You give your birth in Roman numerals. I'd say that's all.
Okay.
No, through the chair, it's your pleasure. I'd like to, if I could, I'll work with Peter to take it over.
Yeah. And there's all sorts
of anything yet.
And Lana, you were at large last year in the sense.
Oh, yeah. I look only told.
Well, as perhaps there's some opportunities that you want to focus in on the chair in terms of what to do, but we can work on those sorts of things outside of the meeting. So. And Teresa as well, right? It's not complex, but you just get a pencil in the ropes and things like that. So, hey, really, which realty firm? Okay, and
we're all together.
Are you all reorienting?
Three of us.
Okay, great.
I'm not.
And your royal of
the Remax event, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's a security thing. Yeah. That's great. And if anyone else knows anyone who'd like to be part of the committee, certainly we're happy to welcome them.
Are we going to have to get council to formally appoint?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but we need to get that who would.
So, because you appointed and brought on by council. Yeah. So we need to do that.
I think,
for instance, Tina is appointed because of her position with sources.
Yeah.
So she's automatically, someone from sources is automatically appointed, whereas everyone else is from at large. And so I don't think yours was appointed from the organization. So
I think the chamber might have a place too.
Exactly. Paul is also appointed because
if you want to.
Yeah.
So is that something you could look at, Anne, or is that something Brandy can put into the system?
Yeah, we'd need Teresa to fill out an application form, or if that's something you could work with Brandy. If you have any questions.
Okay. I'll get some information from Bernadette upstairs. We'll get that going.
So if we look at... moving on, if we look at a quick review of last year's event, we had a bit of a debrief at our meeting in August, and that was over captured in minutes. So I'm just going to set up what seemed to come through in the minutes from the meeting. Let's just review them. The food sales were less than last year. Moving vendor locations may be beneficial. The shore was concerned about parking availability that's in there, but did I hear that they're not going to be there anymore? Or is the shore's lease up? Did I hear that? Oh, okay. Nothing. Well, no, I don't want to start anything, but I can hear
that. I know nothing.
And that was just official first. Okay. More signage is required to highlight certain aspects of the event. Any want to go into more detail on that? I forget the details of that.
I think for the chair, some of it was just, again, identifying for the bicycle racks specifically and just a bit more signage, advising people that there was the shuttle service starting at the Civic Center parking lot down to the site, and that wasn't really advertised at the site. People just saw the line of cars and just drove by.
If I recall correctly, there was some discussion about the fact that if we were to find a sign sponsor, then we could perhaps get renewable, right, signs.
And get family salaries for
things like that. So, actually, okay, so I'll commit to see if we can find the signage partner. Okay. And because that's been on the improvement list for a couple of years, right, that was there the year before as well. So, probably something we should pay attention to.
Who's our sign people we use out of the NIMO they have a different name and they're out of the NIMO. But both of them were very strong supporters of everything from Qualicum.
Okay.
Well, you know, and signed people are usually, you know, they're usually good for a discount. They think, you know, with some mention of the officership and things like that. So co-signs with Eric.
Through the chair, I know that the chamber has a relationship with them.
Well, do they? Okay.
They do all the signage to sign in the visitor center.
Yeah.
I know that the fellows.
So that will probably the first place we've definitely have. So thanks for that. I'll get either of you guys any more information. Stage and exhibits, everything went smoothly. Still the consensus. We simplified the offering last year in terms of how it went. I think people were talking in terms of more speakers throughout the property. Is that a thing? Speakers spread throughout the event. That would take a lot of technology.
We did that once about 7 or 8 years ago. Remember that, Peter? We had great big speakers set up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It rolled into the memo. It's about $1,000 to bring it in. But it became so loud that the people under the speakers were unhappy. So the problem is, if it's a wide open, windy area, you end up with these localized, noisy bits, and then slowly get dead spots. So I don't know what the answer is.
Or what?
For the sound. Want to hear more
the entertainment movie.
How do you get the sound?
There are wireless speakers we can rent. I'm not sure what the cost would be to do that.
What's the cost benefit to all that, right?
Yeah.
It's meant to be the noisy end, right? So how do you want to get noise down where people are talking about beaches and salmon and fish? Or not really.
Yeah. And a couple of things were filled in there a little more than last year, but there's the small food truck.
I think it's partly to just help people be aware of what's going on so that the saying is happening now at the, and it's hard to get that word out.
Yeah, because when I walked down the boardwalk and yelled that the kids' entertainment was all starting in 10 minutes, there was about 20 to 30 kids that did come up with the parents. So Matt's going to help out this year. We'll put them on a blowhorn. And get them to walk up and down and make people aware of what's going on, not just at the stage, but other parts too, skydivers.
Yeah, that could be a more budget-friendly and technologically friendly way to do things, right?
Yeah.
Sure, sure. And again, utilizing some of the resources, like when the Mounties are there, like their vehicles are all mounted with loudspeakers, and they are loud. If you had a couple of strategic ones, so we have, like, if the ambulance folks have anything on their vehicle. So anyone that has emergency lights usually has that capability of having a loudspeaker. If we had a couple of those strategically placed along the shoreline, that the Mounties are going to be by the washrooms. That might be one way of alleviating it. The second suggestion is perhaps reaching out to the Parksville Outdoor Theater. They hold concerts all year round, and they have some pretty good sound people that they know and have a lot of relationships. Lloyd Deary was the one that was looking after it for a lot of years. He's retired.
No, he's back.
He's back on the board, but he's not looking after the They have hired somebody who is the ex-manager, or actually is still the manager of the curling club.
Okay.
So there's a resource that is already there in the community that's already using that type of resource. So
that helps. Parksville Music Festival.
I think the only way you can solve the problem is have more speakers and turn the volume down so it doesn't blast away those people within the passage. So it depends on the number.
Yeah. So if you go look at what the car show has, they have, probably 10 towers with 2 speakers on them. Now, those are battery-operated wireless speakers, and so they don't need to be plugged in. And it's just a matter of the cost of them. We probably need 4 or 5 to cover the whole boardwalk.
Through the chair, maybe that might be a way for, again, we talked about approaching folks earlier for donations. For instance, Mid-Island Co-op, maybe that can be, a $500,000 donation from them. Most of them like giving donations if they know there's a specific reason for it.
Yeah,
Coastal Community Credit Union is another one that would, I'm sure, would be willing to support it.
Yeah.
if they, again, they just don't like giving money to quote-unquote events, they don't know what the money is going specifically toward.
When I spoke with the co-op last year, they would like to be more hands-on coming this year. The success of the co-op gas station here has been huge, and they want to support the Qualicum area a little more. And so I, well, what did we get last year? $500 worth? Yeah, and I think they'll go to $1,000 for us this year.
We need the contact on that.
Yeah.
Ian Anderson is general manager of the co-op.
Yeah.
And like I said, I get grants from co-op every year for my Lions Club events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the American Coast community as well. And we already have Mosaic.
But you're, and it's a good point you make in terms of they'd like to be towards something specific.
Towards the sound.
Yeah.
Okay, well let's consider those, but got the low tech things I like the RCMP and that emergency vehicle bullhorn. It would just case be case of coordinating and as you get closer to it. Canopy in case of rain, fair enough. Stage and exhibit in Oxline Magnum, we talked about. Some exhibits were eager to shut down early. Is that weather related for the most part this year? Do you think it opened up or?
Stocks closed down. They get to the end, they stop the fire, and then start to take away the whole energy.
Yeah. And then everybody else starts down.
Yeah.
So as long as you can restrict that, maybe.
Yeah, we can work individually with our
just remind them.
We'd like to stay right to the end of the destination. Yeah.
I get the message from Paul. And he says, I was hoping to zoom in, but never saw the link. Let me know how the chamber can support us. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Settled with all your vote years. We'll continue with that. Assuming Berwick's on board. And
yeah, I think they were keen when I followed up with them at the end of the event.
Yeah.
They were keen to be involved again.
Sure.
And with the strings of things, the performers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really enjoyed that being part of it.
Although they all squished under one tent.
I know. That was a big house.
It took a while for the weather to.
Yeah.
And finally, the volunteers were all appreciated. That served a great purpose. So, if there's any avenues that people have a passion for that they weren't doing last year, then just let me know. Okay. But whether it's food, I was thinking maybe Paul might be interested in food because he's, he's got the background in that area, things like that. So, we can cover that off individually. Are there any things that we would drop from future that kind of fizzled, it's time to move on?
We may have technical difficulties with the kites.
We've got enough supplies. We've got to talk about that. But we should have enough for the next, this year, and probably a few more.
Okay.
The challenge with the kites is skins that I've bought. 400 skins.
Skins.
Costing skins. Hard to explain, but getting that supply is because the kite guy retired, the local kite company folded, they're not doing typically just public banks anymore. I bought a bunch of stock from a kite club back in Alberta, and I don't know, we might be able to get more moving forward, but the cost is not so
but we have enough
for the what was done last year and what I bought on set, we got out this year.
And we'd also consider last year, it's my idea, that we do some kind of account of attendance.
Yeah.
It's a question that comes up sometimes when you apply for funding, how many people go, the town would like to know. And it's very hard to do because we don't have a gauge, we don't sell tickets. But I would like to put that back on, but to think about how might we do a reasonable count. It's kind of like counting fish. You can do a sampling. You don't have to count every single one. If you get a sampling, you can kind of build a bit of a picture. Is it 1,000? Is it 2,000? Is it 3,000? An order of magnitude. So if people I don't know what the thought is on that.
So if people come, they probably stay an hour or 40 minutes. What do you think? About an hour would be fair?
Yeah.
So maybe we could do a rough count every hour to find out, okay, at 11 o'clock we had 100 people. 11 to 12 we had 1,000 people, right? But then we could get an average or over the...
Yeah, you might get... That's a good idea. Yeah, and you wouldn't need to be super sophisticated about it. You know, you used to have these counters. You
yeah.
get a volunteer to just walk through from north to south,
yeah.
east to west, and just do it. And then an hour later, maybe do it again, right?
Yeah.
And just get a sense.
Yeah, because people, I think, only come for 30, 40 minutes, an hour,
yeah.
And then they move on, and a whole new version, sort of like
a
restaurant in your first and second and third seating of the night.
I think that's a great job for, you know, a volunteer.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're off by 10%, it's not the end of the world.
No.
That's true to share operationally. Again, OSHA has community safety volunteers. They do speed watch. They'll have lots of counters, and they might even have some volunteers that could be willing to get them involved.
Yeah, it will.
To have somebody come down.
It's an easy thing to do.
It is. Sorry for being so bright. Oh, wait a minute. Stop.
No, this is the window.
That's you as well. It's your person.
Yeah, no, it's
I missed that. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's a good idea. Because every year we sort of go through that, how many people are there. We're all curious in our own ways as well. And it would be good for the outside parties, right? For sure.
Okay, well, that's something we can do something about. Anything else? I mean, I know, incrementally, I always wonder if there's something we can add or something we can drop just to keep it fresh every year. It's kind of a nice event because a lot of it's geared towards kids, and kids change every year. They grow up quickly, and so people don't get the sense that they're there every year because they're really there for the kids, right? And so we don't have to be dramatic in our changes. But if we were to say, okay, we want to add this feature or we want to drop this feature, that might go some way to make it fresh. And it's always a difficult thing to say, well, we don't need this anymore. It really hasn't provided a whole lot. Anyway, I'll throw it out there.
Ross, yes, I'm confident about this one. I think I mentioned this last year, but I just wonder if we should have a criterion for activities.
Okay.
You know, I mean, whether you want it environmentally, sound. So I just wondered if the committee should create some kind of criterion for each new activity of the 23 that we have, 22. I bring to your attention maybe regardless of the couple of them down there, even the North Island Wildlife Center, that's attractive. So I just wonder if that should be in there or not.
You think they say we should have another, we should invite them? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just wondering if yes, they should be invited.
Yeah.
I think that's probably okay down there.
Yeah.
You know, Graham Beard, that's always been attractive for the people. So maybe it should be also related to how active the tables are down there. You know, some are inactive and some are much more.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
And I think formally we encourage them to have an activity. But are you perhaps suggesting I want to take
a bullet point? The Builder Gardens is one of those things that I'm not sure about. Now, I've got them involved, but, you know, should they be there?
Yeah. So, that's right. It's a good screen. I agree with you, Peter, and Kyle.
Yeah.
I tend to say we shouldn't reach out to them. We should not know, because they're not providing, they're not
offering
any kind of special focus on the theme of each day.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a discussion last year. If so many people come, I go to something that's an interactive, it's got to be something that people can enjoy or people can learn.
I did speak to Emily, who was involved in that, and I said, try to get something that is more in keeping with what we're doing now, the environment, the last second, the beach,
So what I'm hearing is maybe just the one page bullet point thing we can hand out and use as a framework for ourselves to say yes or no.
Yeah.
Because every year we do get people who want to come and we have to say, hey, do you have an activity? And we've been fairly fortunate in that, but it'd be nice to have a something that would be nested zone.
That's right. Okay. I mean, something like a hunting ground, but I don't know. I mean, it's reasonably active down there.
And whether you want to do that or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm biased on that.
No, you are biased, and that's kind
of, you know, that's fine, and it's busy.
Yeah.
Sometimes that end of the dunk tank.
It's not like, well, I can go about category.
Same category.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, everybody loves it. And that goes back to the kids.
They just catch kids. That's that foam on the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. Like, you got to have something that's, you know, not totally relevant. That's what we have, right?
Are there any new ideas about what we should bring? I did talk to one of my park fitness doctors. She's with the fire and rescue department. So I said, would you guys bring along your big ladder? Turns out she was the one that went up it 10 years ago. And so you have to ask. So, you know, you never know. I wasn't my asking the fire department against it. Would you be willing to come? They came last, what, 2 years then? That, because it's a good ground for promoting future, members of the fire department. And they've actually found a couple of good prospects as a result of Beachhead. So, to them, it's kind of, you know, not a bad venue or something like that. So, but to make it more interesting, that would be kind of neat.
They help with our county, too. We spread it at the top of the ladder, not the
county. Actually, a very good point. Verify it.
So I
just take a picture and then just a definition picture and do it next.
Yeah, take a picture of the whole.
The other thing is, and we come across these things. I was at Ladysmith during some mini fest they had that was publicized, and it really was the Ladysmith touch tank organization. You know, they have a touch tank thing down there. Maybe they'd be interested in coming all this way, right?
Yeah.
Might be a tough transport, but that goes back to what we would, and we're just widening our net there. Right? Is that something that you would see was fit?
Oh, yeah, the touch tank stuff is tricky, difficult these days because there's provincial regulations.
Yeah, but if we were to farm that out, right?
Yeah,
if we left it to the, they seem to find a way, and it's a long trip with live creatures, so if we left it to that organization to work through whatever red tape.
That's
worth asking. I did ask our fishing biologist, Dave Buff, about whether fish could bring a fish tank. The answer is basically no. It's way too complicated. Your point, Peter, by the time you get the fish, you've got to get a permit, you've got to guarantee temperature, you've got to guarantee, you know, that where the tide beams are, also an hour or two of activity. And so I got it.
Yeah.
It's not to say they don't have an answer. I'm happy to ask them.
Someone's passionate.
It's not easy.
For sure.
What about something like even simplify it, like sand dollars, educate people about sand dollars? Because people pick them up, take them home.
Yeah.
You know, they don't realize they're live creatures. So even just providing education.
And that would be in a tank situation, perhaps.
Be a tank situation.
Now, if I recall, that's sort of what they had. I mean, a lot of it wasn't super exciting to a lot of people, but if there was a passionate people.
There's definitely some education that to happen, especially.
That'll be fine to follow.
That's a really good idea.
But actually, the sand dollars, you know, they go up and down. The population varies hugely. I remember about 5 years ago, down at the Ocean Qualiton Estuary, there's a bloom of them down there. I mean, every 2 feet there's a sand dollar over there. Next year, then.
David, while you're up there, okay, let's keep that. I mean, there's lots of time, obviously, so to remind these people. Well, we made a note and some things we can follow up on. That's perfect. While you're standing up, you might maybe cover off the options for the date.
Well, we did look at the dates. So if you're in a few dates, the work, it has to be, by the way, as you might expect, on Sunday in July, and it can't be at 2 in the morning. And this year, we've got 2 days. July 13th, the low tide is at 2:09 in the afternoon, which is pretty good, and 0.83 meters, which is really low. Very good. And we've got a second one, July 27th, almost the same time, and just a tad higher. So both dates are really good. It means we probably run the event from 1:12 to 4.
What's the bad? Some of the comments interesting from past meetings have been, well, we started too early this year. And then another comment said, well, we started too late this year. And it was either a
level. Never make everybody happy.
So what do you think? I don't know. What, are we partial to?
I think for weather-wise, you're better to go with July 27th. Because usually the last 2 weeks of July, the first 2 weeks of August, most of the time it's sunny.
That is also peak tourist time.
Yes.
That last week of July, first week of August.
And what about other events that are taking place?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
What else would be,
the town, you know, is kind of what major, you have to
apply. Well, and it's also Parksville, too, right?
Yeah. Well, Parksville, when you do their own thing, you know,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't worry much about fun. I worry about local life. We've got to head on with the local plan, and we've got an issue. But
if it were July 27th, and I agree with you on the weather probabilities, is that something people could work with? Should we? Maybe, unless there's a conflict.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. If Randy looks at the review of town bookings, you know, if there something jumps out, we can always
switch. I think March here is probably
on the calendar yet.
So we can answer it, but we'll change it.
Yeah. And that's okay, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really a big conflict. No, that's the day before. Yeah. Okay.
Well, why don't we, just
for the sake of it, say, okay, the 27th,
that might jump out
at us. Everybody okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
July 27th.
And when will we start and when will we end?
That would be, the only reason we really moved to 11 is the tide factor.
Yeah, 12-4.
So 12-4?
Yeah.
Should we make a motion for that one?
Make a motion for July 27th starting at 12 noon.
Okay, great.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. David? 12-4. That way we don't get up at 5.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the hotels don't have a clue what's going on, and maybe having a group go out and approach the hotel and say, this is, you know, give them flyers, this is what's going on this day, might be a good idea. It being peak tourist season.
I'm just going to interrupt for a second because we keep on track with the agenda. Have you scheduled them reviewing the 24th?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Where are we?
Can we just chat about the budget real quick?
We'll do that on a round table.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, we have displays and vendors and advertising coming up.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. And budget,
your... Yeah, so budget, basically all I have for you is that our budget is $3,900 above and beyond any donations that we have. So we've, over the last, most of I've been with each day, we've never come close to that. So I think we're pretty good when something looks like definitely.
Yeah, the budget is more who we'd be applying to, I think. So Mosaic, right? They're probably good this year.
Hopefully.
I think, and we've got the Trout Co-op that looks interesting, so we begin to think about that. It's probably a little early yet to be applying, but
have the date. I need to apply right away.
Great.
Last year we were a little late getting it in, and they wanted to be involved earlier.
And through the chair, I also know that the Parksville Qualicum Community Foundation, they're going to be opening up grant applications as well. So I know they're going to have what they call neighborhood small grants. So an individual can apply for a grant if they want to participate in the event, or if you want to do something specifically. This gave the example of kites. Again, if you have something specific, they give grants to individuals from up to $500. And the annual grants are for organizations. So I'm not sure how this, if this committee would be able to fit, but we would get someone to sponsor, like the town, that you can apply for a grant. Entire operating grant to $5,000. Just throwing it in.
Oh. And the RDN does one too, right?
We didn't apply last year because they gave us very generous at the beginning, and they kind of ramped us down and over the years.
Okay.
I was kind of getting the message that we weren't just caught up anymore. We were kind of thrown up. And so I didn't apply last year.
Okay.
And I think I'd rather state and preserve. We kind of, you did fine with that, don't you? Getting other helpful, you know, support. So we'll leave the RDN in reserve. I would suggest leaving them in reserve until we actually need them. There's a difference.
Okay.
Plus, it means I don't have to write a report.
On the financial side, okay, thanks for that. So our budget is $3,900 before we have other things come along.
Where, how, what are we spending? You say we don't come close to that.
You know what? I don't have a total. We're still waiting for a few more numbers to come in from last year, so I don't have a total.
It all depends how you defend budgets, right? We have all kinds of contributions from, you know, people around the table, for RE/MAX, from, you know, all that don't count as contributions, but they are. They're very significant ones. So we've always tried to give them a notional value so at least that people appreciate their cash expenditures, and then there's non, you know, direct expenditures by contributors, and then there's all the volunteer time and in-kind and support. It all adds up to probably a $20,000 bill if you counted them all, but it's only a few thousand dollars in cash.
And staff come into one. So the staff time is outside of that $3,900.
Staff time, we have several thousand dollars. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really indicative of the true value.
Well, through the chair, I think that's one thing I think we should start acknowledging as well. It's one thing we acknowledge more than financial, but I think we really should have the town give us an idea of how many hours to put in, because that should be part of the message at the end of it. We're feeling like people know, giving us an option of what happened at the event. This is how many hours that the town is able to put into the work, which I think is important.
Yes, when we do the attendance, just count the number of staff at the voluntary event times, you know, times five. If you meet right away, you've got a couple hundred hours to volunteer time. So
that's another reason for that.
It's easy to go around and now. Yeah.
Well, that's another, that's fine.
Yeah.
You've got to get involved.
Okay, well, thanks, Brandy. And we've got three official classifications: that displays and vendors, entertainment, activities, advertising. I wonder if what we can do is just incorporate all that, go around the table. And Ken, you want to start it off maybe? Would you have your thing around your ideas on the vendors, right? So we were just talking about before with the budget. Maybe go around the table.
So for advertising, I believe that the hotels don't, the front end desk don't know to recommend, and maybe we could drop flyers off or something at every hotel and say, you know, this is coming up on this Sunday. Or
through the chair, I may make a suggestion. The Chamber of Commerce is set up to do that. They have everybody.
Yes.
May I suggest, Paul, if you're here, maybe we can, I'll put that into Paul's ear, and maybe just get them to go at least up and down the shoreline here, let everybody know.
And you know, we, too, on an informal basis, we pass out posters.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of those establishments are covered, but hey, it's a one-time, here it is, and the front desk says thank you very much, and then you don't know how it gets disseminated.
Exactly, but yeah.
So maybe there's a chance for slightly more formal.
Yeah.
They're looking at they're looking for things for their guests.
Oh yeah, they want to recommend something for the guests. And maybe, you know, maybe the young entrepreneurs of Oceanside may want to step up and help market us for that.
Well, through the chair, I know that for one of the hotels specifically in town, like they always make sure they advertise when we have the all of the cars in town.
Right.
So for the auto show, they actually advertise that, oh, by the way, and again, not forgetting, obviously, you know, what the tourism can do, but still, that is, they let people know well in advance. People book 3 years in advance to show up for the auto show.
Yeah.
What else you got?
That's it?
Okay. And thanks for, are you on board for entertainment again this year?
Oh, yeah. I've already, everybody's set up, ready to go as long as we have the date, we can move forward. I've just hired the same people as we did last year, and because I think it was a good fit for everybody.
Yeah.
The ukulele people love the Hawaiian guy. Oh, it was great.
And hey, if something else comes up, we can address it.
Yeah, there's a gentleman I'm talking to about the Qualicum Big Band.
Yeah.
And we've been back and forth. He
he was looking for a large sum, and I said, we're not that, you know, we're not going to pay $1,000 to come play 5 songs. So I said, a small donation might work, but I said, no. Yeah.
Ian Johnson will come back.
Yeah.
Base chief.
Yeah. And the kids really like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good draw.
Yeah. Was he here last year?
Yeah.
So he's been there 2 years. 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I can also suggest getting tattoos of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, which is really a good idea. So he's going to just see if we can get those, and then we can try to give the kids, you know, to remember the event. With Polly, you got a nice Polly, yeah.
You know, so they can stick it on their face, their forehead.
They love that.
Their ass end.
And it's a lot quicker than face painting. Face painting.
Oh, yeah. Painful, yeah.
And what do you got going on?
I have much going on in here to support or help out where I can, but I'm happy to connect with Berwick about the shuttle again. I can do that. And, also, we'll make sure that Chief McCalma is invited to attend. And I think last year we had some problems with the pipe band, having enough people come out, or I don't know. But
no, the pipe band, they were in 2 locations, and so they had a condensed version of the band. And so hopefully this year they won't have another band.
Right. Okay. So that should be a problem.
They opened, they helped open a couple years ago.
Yeah, they usually do.
They opened last year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Good.
Teresa and Ashley, yeah.
So Teresa will be our tent lady. And then she'll coordinate the advertising for that. We'll put a name for the PQB.
There's the action.
The PQB insert.
Oh, okay, well, that's great.
The additional update.
And Teresa, if something comes up and with your range of talents that it gives, to be okay to help with it?
I'm happy to help with fundraising. I've done quite a bit of that. So if you need me to go talk to somebody and get some money, I can.
Not many people that say they're happy to do the fundraising. They usually run away from.
I'm happy to do it when it's for a good cause, and yeah. I think this is a great event. So. Give me a list of people to approach, and I'm happy to do that. I haven't filled out grant applications and that sort of thing, but I'd be happy to learn that too if we need to. But
have you had the opportunity to attend in recent years?
The exchange?
Yeah.
I did attend this year. I was in our tent making tents.
Oh, right, okay.
So I didn't get much of a chance to actually see what was going on.
Yeah. But you're familiar with it.
I'm familiar. I could use some information if somebody could send me, like, what are the events that are there, you know, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Get me up to speed.
Or to get you some info.
Yeah. Maybe not. She has a lot of it. Probably better if one of you guys is too retired. And, I could say, you know, give me some fundraising ideas as a place to go, and happy to do that.
Thank you. Lana, what piques your interest this year?
I really enjoyed working with all the volunteers and the kids last year running those activities.
Well, that's right.
You helped out with the dump tank.
Yeah, nobody wants to leave that area. I want to leave those areas up.
Yeah. So anything along those lines?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that again. But also, we got a truck and brought some of
the stuff. Yes,
thank you. Because can help with that as well.
Your brother-in-law from Bowser?
Yeah.
And
we got
a
little
muffin. And you know, and thank you for bringing that down. You never go until the time you have to be able to supply them.
But if there's something specific that you need, I'd love to get more involved too, Tom.
Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you.
Peter, you're going to... Well, I was just going to say about the, things like the, the shark infestation. I'm always a little concerned about that because sharks are never where you want them to be. And the microtrace is another one that we kind of flopped a bit last year. What happened there? It's not very exciting, but it's set up right now. So,
And was last year the one where they some of them expired? They were on a pail or something.
Oh, so they got poured out.
They got poured out. Well, murky water in a tupper or something.
Yeah,
I found the salamander. And if I am around, I will help with, like, testicles and all that. But again, like you say, you don't know what you're going to catch that year. I was really lucky last year and we got a crayfish. I don't know how that works for permits or anything, because you can put it out of the pond and put it back at the end of the day and pretend we don't know. So, yeah.
I think I put a question mark against the microgrid site. I'm a big fan of that kind of stuff, but for each day, I'm not sure how you're going to actually infiltrate birds in
success. And we've had trouble getting the shark on the other thing, on the shark that the dark fish.
Ross Peters is pretty good. He's got contact.
And that's usually a game time decision in a way, isn't it? If you can't get a dark fish, you can't get a dark fish.
Well, catch him and freeze him, but that's not.
This is an area I have no expertise in, so glad you're speaking around an advisory committee.
I thought that's great.
Did you find my job in
aerodynamics?
Yeah.
Take up space. So I will allow, try to learn.
Well, you might.
He's going to have a tough job, but I'm going to try to learn.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of great ideas on the innovative stuff we can do, too. So thank you for that. It's great. And so, getting a sense of this, just formulate how the tasks and things like that will be parsed out. So I may send you a note or give you a call or something. That's okay with you. So thanks for that. You were mentioning the dump tank, which is sort of something I've been asking. And each year you kind of go, dump tank again. But the momentum builds for that thing. And it's one of the toughest things to shut down at the end of the day.
Yes.
And once again, you get a couple of passionate kids in there. We were really fortunate to have some of those leaders in training when you take ownership.
They were amazing. The guys that just were in the dump tank.
We ended up with a few meal tickets. But I kind of have an ambivalence around that whole thing, but it draws people, right?
It's worth doing.
And the search and rescue guys got kind of involved in that.
Right.
They lose stuff.
I think it's a different age group too. It's for something for the little bit older youth that.
They still need space in there towards the bandstand, a little bit of extra space. So if anyone has some ideas of what else would be useful to put in there, but I think that's cool.
The Shady has new owners.
Yes, they do.
And maybe we could approach them regarding some sort of sponsorship or.
Yeah, I think they'd be open to it for sure. That's what I survived.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And off the hook also, new ownership there.
Yeah. And the new condo project, what was it, the I group or the new condo project on the waterfront across from the Shady? They might be good to go after some sort of sponsorship because they'll want some sort of presence in the community. And once they start building, the public's not going to be happy.
They aren't going to be happy.
No.
Where's that going?
The 3.1 acres next to the, what's that hotel? Captain Grande. There's 3.5 acres there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's proposed, 70 or 90 units going in there.
Okay. That's not on Memorial.
No, it's on the waterfront.
Right.
It's the big empty area. Across the road.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Been there for years.
Yeah. They put all the signs up. This is
protected.
I heard the camper once for a long
time. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And the truck.
Yeah. Once they start going, they won't be happy.
Hey, look, before we go,
it
hasn't been approved yet, but they might be looking for stay away.
Yeah. Someone left that property by the time. No. That's probably
it. So, and what we should do is drag that big concrete floating dock down here to show you that. We should drag it off the main beach so we could use an example of
public art. Is that
I don't know. We should have somebody put graffiti on it. Yeah,
that's weird.
Just in the last few.
If
it's okay, well, I just want to cover one other thing, and that's the food thing. The feedback each year for the past 3 years has been, well, we could have done better on the food, and it was a slow start, and the weather affected them, and they weren't that enthusiastic. You've got some thoughts around the whole stuff.
Need
more?
The lineups were crazy. Like, I was sending the volunteers down there to get some food.
That's from the shore. Yeah, that was itself the restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And we put there was a small food truck we put towards the stand this year.
It's the coffee
bar. That's where I thought maybe I'd touch base with Paul, see to get his thoughts on screen and touch and all that. And the hot dog guy, Dar's Dogs, right? Dar's Dude's Dogs. Each year they go, oh, well, you could be better, but I'm not sure what's there. I mean, he keeps coming back, right? They keep coming back. They seem to want to come back next year, so I just wonder if we could go for it. We tried spreading out things a little bit more this year. Could we move it all into one zone? If there were long lines to the shore, so people would line up and see some other options. We've got space in that parking lot there.
I'm sure to share. One of the issues, the challenges sometimes, is because we are spread out so far on the waterfront. Because most of our activities are just in this one area, close to the bandstand, that's always going to be a challenge. So this is where the signage comes in as to where you want to focus your activity. Food vendors, the reality of business is that, yes, actually a bunch of food vendors together will actually do more than having them spread out.
Yes.
Because then people will make the choices of what type of food that they want. So to bring in a couple that are different, Mexican stuff, maybe a donut truck, something with ice cream, they would be putting them all in one spot would actually work. Again, given the choices now, and they know where the food vendors are, which is why the restaurant does so well. It's not going anywhere. So, and it's exactly. And unfortunately, the washer does kind of split up the beach.
Yeah.
It's a godsend, and it's an anchor at the same time. Because people sometimes don't see what's on the other side, or vice versa. It's where the signage really has to come in. So food vendors, I think if you want to maximize their footprint, is to put them in an area where they're a destination, but you got to make sure people know that there is a destination that goes for food. I know the one with the donut shop, she struggled to leave it, and then she sold out. Bigger, crappy weather.
Yeah, so where would they put them, do you think, Mike? What would be a good cluster?
Well, there was one at the very far end, where we had there was somebody selling merchandise, t-shirts. Sandy Soul was down there. Putting it down there might be something just to kind of spread it out. And I do think it worked well last year by having something up by the stage. Because again, that's another attraction and, oh, look, there's a stage. And kind of,
yeah, the person we had there wasn't the most efficient vendor. I would like to have something a little more aggressive there.
She was a last minute addition.
Yeah.
And,
she was an issue with the solar generator, but
we replaced bicycles in front.
Yes.
Well, that's what you think about clustering the food down by the stage. You know, we've got shore on one end, that's a high end, very, slow, but very high quality. Let's put everything else at the other end, one, two, three, next to the sun, and then people could eat and then wander back and listen to the stage.
Now,
I'm fine with that.
There's one thing, it's a smaller paved area there and more grass. They should sit on the grass, and they would have to utilize pretty well all the parking areas.
Yeah,
that's possible.
Yeah.
Down at the other end, there's more pavement. But yeah, maybe that's something
to think about. Think
about that
over
the year.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, look, let's go off in that direction and look at concentrating the food vendors and maybe get in an extra food or two. Okay, and that's at least sort of our strategic approach. And the other thing about food is that people, if people know it, they could come down they might come down for the food, right? And then see the rest of it. So it could be a kind of a cost benefit flowing over the other thing.
Sometimes the earlier you book those ones, too, the better, because they do get filled up their commitments to other places. But not so we know what we want the earlier to book better.
Through the chair, do we charge for that event? We ask, it's an interesting thing. We ask for their participation. If we were to charge, that would change the dynamic. And in a way, they're almost doing us a favor. That's how it's positioned coming down. And we'll see how that gets. As an example, Nakanana won't change where they are. But I think their site dried up at the last minute last year. There was
I understand after I left, there was some challenges.
So they wanted at the last minute to come down. They have space, and I think they moved back up to this.
And this is where for the food vendors, although the food vendors, they can get costs up to $180 a day, for instance. That's what they can be charged. If they know they can get a spot for free, but we've got to make sure we make some sort of incentivize to make sure that they are going to show up. You know, if you ever have a free event, you know what happens? People just don't bother showing up, even though they say they will.
Yeah.
To have a monetary say, hey, it's a $50 deposit. I'll give it back to you if you show up.
Yeah, it's a bit low risk there. And so I guess what I'm hearing is in the past we've been concerned about, well, this type of food, this type of food, we worry less about that. Just get the willing to come in, and if they're all in the same zone, they buy their own thing. Yeah. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? Be successful.
Yeah. Just so you know, I've got about 12 groups I'll be contacting as I have for the last few years, including leaders in training and including the RDN and so forth. So, and the skydivers and so forth. Okay. So, obviously, those.
Yeah.
So we got that 12. And they're pretty stable. They won't charge much.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some things that we don't need to be. Okay. Anything else for the good of, we'll get the notes out on this and we'll be in touch.
And we'll start looking. I'm going to start. I'm not in a hurry. Just as a reminder, to heads up, you know, we're coming your way. It's 27th. We've got time now. I'll be back to you with more information later. Just
that's the conversation, right?
Yeah, just get people on their calendars. Right?
Well, thanks, everybody. Anything else that anyone?
Thanks, Randy.
Right. Good morning, Frank.
Okay. This is a fun group. We only have fun. We don't allow ourselves to get
fun. And did he tell you that
the free shirt is off right now?